If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2163. The single most important factor in leading a happy, fulfilling life, according to science. Part 1 by Jay Harrington with becomingminimalist.com. Hello, everybody. I'm Greg Audino, and welcome back to ORD, this time for a longer post that we will begin today and finish tomorrow. It comes from Jay Harrington, whose name you might recognize from his site, Life and Whim. But this is a guest post for another wonderful site that we read from a lot called Becoming Minimalist. Both are worth checking out. But for now, let's hear the beginning of this article as we optimize your life. The single most important factor in leading a happy, fulfilling life, according to science. Part 1 by Jay Harrington with becomingminimalist.com. Working out at the gym got a lot easier the day I realized the sweat served a higher purpose. I'm 43 and have 3 kids under 8 years old. So if I want to be around, healthy and active for my grandkids, I better put the work in now or face regret later. Activities that aren't inherently joyful, like clocking time on a treadmill, get better when done in service of something bigger. The same can be said of cleaning out one's closet. Satisfying, yes, but the buzz is too fleeting to be self-sustaining. It's only when decluttering is reframed as a piece of a larger, more significant puzzle that it sticks. Without a bigger picture in mind, our actions are often dictated by what's more pleasurable in the moment, rather than what's better in the long term. In the moment, the consequences of most choices are insignificant. It makes little difference, on a particular day, if you opt to stay on the couch rather than hitting the gym. But over the course of a year, the negative results from this repeated decision will compound. An intentional life is one marked by long-term thinking that leads to beneficial short-term decision-making. First, decide what you want. Then, decide every day, in ways big and small, how to get there. Have the ends in mind, and the means will become clear. Determining the ends, however, is not always easy. What makes Netflix so appealing, the quantity of programming, also makes it hard to decide what show to watch. The same quandary applies to life, but the stakes are obviously far greater. There are countless ways to live, values to prioritize, and experiences to optimize for. However, because there's no clear path to follow, despite the abundance of options, it's easy to bounce aimlessly through life like a tumbleweed. One of the best ways to live a fulfilling, intentional life and direct one's actions toward a beneficial end is to adopt an ism operating system. Some isms, such as materialism and consumerism, have proven to be harmful and should be avoided. Others, such as minimalism, lead to smart decision-making, contentment, and happiness. Years ago, when I first stumbled across the notion of minimalism, I bought into the idea that a life with less could lead to more. Like many, I began my journey by eliminating the low-hanging fruit of plentiful and obvious excesses from my life. Over time, despite how satisfying purging could be, I came to realize that minimalism is not an end in itself. The process of decluttering, detaching, and de-emphasizing materialism is simply a step on the road towards something more significant. Minimalism is a mechanism to create space and time for what really matters. The real secret to happiness. For thousands of years, people have grappled with the big question of, what really matters. What among the many alternative ways we can choose to spend our finite time will bring us happiness? Recently, another batch of smart people have attempted to answer these eternal questions, and their conclusion reinforces something that most of us intuit. According to Harvard's Grant and Gluck study, which tracked more than 700 participants over the course of 75 years, the key to long-term happiness and fulfillment comes down to a single factor: the quality of our relationships. The root of happiness is not money, fame, or good looks. It's the people we choose to surround ourselves with and how well we nurture our relationships with them. Robert Waldinger, director of the Harvard Study of Adult Development, explained that, quote, "The clearest message that we get from this 75-year study is this: good relationships keep us happier and healthier, period." End quote. As with most things in life, when it comes to building good relationships, quality is more important than quantity. Indeed, practicing minimalism is as important in curating relationships as it is in decluttering a closet. In the 1990s, British anthropologist and researcher Robin Dunbar determined that we are only capable of having a finite number of people in our social sphere, 150 at most, due to the size of our brains. Any more, and it becomes impossible to manage one's social network. This theory is known as Dunbar's number. Dunbar went on to conclude that while we can form at most 150 loose relationships, we only have the capacity to form close, meaningful relationships with approximately 5 individuals. The takeaways from the Grant and Gluck study and Robin Dunbar's research are both hopeful and daunting. Hopeful in the sense that our capacity to lead a happy life rests on our capacity to forge close bonds with merely 5 individuals. Daunting in that most can appreciate the challenge posed by nurturing just one close relationship over a lifetime. Nonetheless, despite how hard it may be, the reward is worth it. As Booker T. Washington once said, quote, "Nothing ever comes to one that is worth having, except as a result of hard work." End quote. The payoff from positive relationships. Hear that in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, "The Single Most Important Factor in Leading a Happy, Fulfilling Life, According to Science," by Jay Harrington with becomingminimalist.com. And be sure to stick around for my comments right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, and thanks to Jay for a great start to this article. As someone who likes to prioritize long-term thinking myself, I found myself having some thoughts about his note that creating a meaningful life depends on constantly making decisions that support long-term goals. Now, obviously, my first thought was, oh, good, reinforcement. But then I also remembered how it can sometimes be difficult to maintain these constant good decisions, as we all know. And the self-criticism that we can be receptive to when that happens. So, I do think that part of creating a life based on steady decisions in favor of long-term happiness is the ability to slip up and forgive oneself. Obviously, we don't want to make a habit of doing this, especially when it comes to core values. But I do think that in those times that we loosen our leashes, as long as we jump right back on the train and make good decisions shortly thereafter, the easier it becomes over time to feel as though our good habits are easy to maintain and that we have more control over them than they do over us. But should we constantly find ourselves wanting to take those little breaks, if you will, well, then the goals we say we're pursuing probably don't mean as much to us as we thought they did. Something to think about, everyone. I will leave you to it as it is time to get going for now. Thank you so much for showing up today and listening through to the end. I hope you're enjoying the article so far, and of course, I hope you come back to hear the rest of it tomorrow. That's where your optimal life awaits.